More issues out of our DHB structure this morning. Southern DHB has confirmed at least 6 men have had their lives shortened by delays in prostate cancer treatment. Now, in some cases, those delays have been 10 months after the first referral. Prostate Cancer Foundation CEO Graham Woodside is with us on this. Graham, good morning to you.
Good morning, Michael.
How variable is service around the country depending on who you're dealing with?
It varies a little bit, and there's, you know, consistency is an issue, but these certainly the Southern DHB situation is pretty extreme.
And they've been a problem in a variety of areas for a number of years, haven't they?
Yeah, it seems like it. I mean, I only really know about the urology service that's come to light in the last little while, but certainly, you know, that has highlighted.
What is their problem with the urology service?
Well, they did a review, and that just came out a few weeks ago, and they identified several things there. One was the lack of resourcing. In other words, they don't have enough staff, particularly urologists. Their allocation of, I think it's around 2 FTEs, is not enough comparable with other centres like Nelson and Palmerston North, where they have 3 or 4. So that's one of the issues. There's also issues to do with the actual facilities that they've got, which are pretty outdated and inconvenient, and so there's some improvements needed there. And I think the other overall thing is actually the systems that they're using, and because they're under-resourced and they've got bad facilities, the systems that they've got aren't terribly efficient, and so combined, that has led to these huge long waiting lists and these poor outcomes for men.
Why don't people go private? And I know that's a simple question to ask, and some people don't have the money, and I do get all of that, but if you're faced with a prostate issue and you're told you need treatment and the public's facility goes, we can't give it to you, what else do you do?
Yeah, well, that's a good question, and for some people, they've done that. And that was the case of, I think, one of the ones that originally blew the whistle on this. They had faced these delays, and then they did go private. But for most people, they simply don't have the resources to do that. I mean, a prostatectomy operation is probably of the order of $25,000 to $30,000, and then you've got whatever follow-up treatment after that.
This would be a push towards medical insurance in that case, wouldn't it? I mean, increasingly, people are going to have to look at that sort of thing because, as wrong as it may be, if the public system doesn't serve you, it doesn't serve you, and there's no point in dying in the ensuing period.
Well, I think that's one solution, but it's not a solution that's going to suit everybody. The real issue down in Dunedin is really to address the issues there and lift their performance. You know, they're nowhere near the faster cancer treatment targets that the government has set. You know, men with diagnosis should have been treated within 31 days, with high suspicion should have been treated or should have been seen within 62 days. And here we've got men who are 10 months, and as I commented when this first came to light, there's sure to be some bad outcomes, and that's actually what's happened.
It's hopeless. Graham, appreciate your time. Graham Woodside, Prostate Cancer Foundation CEO, yet again another example of the individuality of where you live in the country being directly attributable to how your health goes. It's extraordinary, isn't it? Because you're unlucky enough, one, to get prostate cancer, and you happen to live in Dunedin or Otago in general. That's your bad luck and that's your fault, and you're the one who has to deal with the consequences because of a stupid system that doesn't work. Bizarre, right?